I'm Laura Meneses, and I'm so glad you've joined us for today's weekday meditation with my pastor, Chuck Allen. Over the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you in a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So, settle in and join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Thanks so much for that introduction, and thanks for joining me on today's weekday meditation. I want to take us first over to the book of Galatians in chapter 5, beginning in verse 13. The scriptures say, "For you have been called to live in freedom, my brothers and sisters. But don't use your freedom to satisfy your sinful nature. Instead, use your freedom to serve one another in love. For the whole law can be summed up in this one command, love your neighbor as yourself. But if you are always biting and devouring one another, watch out, beware of destroying one another." In our time of meditation today, I want to invite you to start by taking a couple of deep breaths. And another. And now just draw attention to your breath. You're breathing normally and letting your tense muscles fall at ease. Your facial muscles in particular, just let them be at rest. In a place of quietude and solitude, gather your thoughts, your heart, your mind, your soul. And as we think about how we would be able to trust God's Spirit with our lives and letting Him guide and direct us, let's enter into a time of prayer. Just tell the Lord something you're struggling with right now and ask Him for Holy Spirit power to be able to work your way through it in His wisdom. And then bring something that you're grateful for right now. What are you grateful for right at this moment? Just bring that before the Lord and tell Him, "Lord, I'm grateful for," and finish the sentence. Verse 16 in Galatians 5, it says, "So I say, let the Holy Spirit guide your lives." So right now, ask the Lord if He would direct the Spirit to give you great wisdom, focus, clarity, and direction. The Lord and the work of His Spirit are always about you and about people, about our hearts. And so today, I invite you to just ask the Lord to speak into your life, give you clarity, give you direction. And now I invite you to just take some moments, and rather than telling the Lord everything, stop for a few moments and just let the Lord speak into your life. Let Him give you His prompts, His direction, His nudging, His voice. When we are sensitive to and looking toward His voice, I promise you He is anxious to share it with you. And so I'll mind the time and return back to close us out in our time of meditation in just a few moments. I know that was a blessing to be able to hear from the Lord, and I want to thank you for joining me on today's weekday meditation as we work through Galatians 5. We'll be back in Galatians 5 again tomorrow for another weekday meditation. God bless you. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Pastor Chuck. I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the weekday meditation in iTunes or your favorite podcast platform. And I also hope you'll listen to today's weekday podcast. Just 5 minutes a day and 5 days a week, the weekday podcast is a cup of encouragement straight from Scripture. Pastor Chuck will be back with another weekday meditation tomorrow. Thanks again, and go in peace.